Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning once again. 7:33. Joined by Congressman Tom Emmer from Minnesota's 6th District. Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Good to hear your voice.
Nice to have a chance to chat with you as well. So, hey, let's talk about a couple of things. I got to ask you about this, though, because you got to be kind of enthused about the facts that that members of that Coon Rapids Andover team are part of your district, and that must leave you with some bit of pride there.
Oh, absolutely, John. It's more than that. It's, you know, they are on the biggest stage for little leaguers in the world, I would argue. Williamsport is... It's been the site of a lot of great events with the Little League World Series over the years. And Minnesota teams have competed there in the past, but this year Coon Rapids Andover played. They won their first game. The second game, they didn't do so well against the Virginia team, but you know what? They were in the tournament. They represented all of us and themselves extremely well. And we should take our hats off to, I think you pronounce it, Maddie Frecking.
Yes.
From Coon Rapids, who became only the 19th girl to play. She took the mound in the game yesterday, and that's a pretty big honor.
Yeah, and it's a double elimination, so I think they've got another shot coming up here. Hey, I want to ask you about this, something that's very important to you, one of the things that you've been working on, the Sergeant Brandon Ketchum Never Again Act. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, actually, I've had the privilege of working on this with a Democrat from Iowa named Dave Lopsack. Brandon Ketchum was a sergeant, a combat veteran, that came back suffering from PTSD, as so many of our fine men and women, our veterans, as they have experienced after that kind of that kind of life fighting for our freedoms. And he tried to get care at his VA in Iowa for his PTSD, and he did not get the care that he needed, John. In fact, he was turned away. In other words, he had to line and wait. And as a result, he ended up taking his own life, a major tragedy. And we don't ever want to see this again, especially since with our servicemen and women, our combat veterans, we see these suicide rates much higher than the average population. So what this would do is it would require the Department of Veterans Affairs, on request of any veteran who's enrolled in the VA healthcare system and entitled to inpatient psychiatric care, they have to furnish that veteran with inpatient care at the VA facility that's closest to where the veteran resides and that has the capacity and capability to provide the care. Or, in the event they can't do that, they would have to provide that care at a non-VA facility if that VA, the local VA, lacks the capacity to care for that veteran. Because, again, we can't have this happening. And when they're asking for help, we just can't do enough. That's my view, John.
I have to ask you about this before I let you go. I can't. A couple of your congressional colleagues, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Congressman Tlaib, holding a news conference today at the state capitol here in Minnesota at about 3 o'clock. What's the buzz among the Minnesota delegation when it comes to that stance, their stance on Israel?
I would say, when you say the buzz, there's very little buzz. I think most of the delegation is really, you know, we're Minnesotans, John, so we're obviously paying attention and watching, but everybody's being very careful about what they say. And I think our colleague from Minneapolis should probably start to practice that same trait, maybe start to think about the consequences of some of these statements. I don't know if it's you know, the experience level or if it's just the personality, but you got to understand that when you represent the state of Minnesota, when you represent the United States of America in the United States Congress, your words have impact and your words have consequences. Israel is our greatest ally around the world, and especially in that region. And the idea that we would start to chip away at that or, you know, try to rewrite history is, I think, a bad idea. I'm a big supporter of the American-Israeli relationship. And I just think that both of these individuals, they just have to think before they speak and understand that what they're saying has serious consequences. And this is a relationship that we do not want to, that we need to pay attention to.
Congressman Emmer, I appreciate the time this morning. I'm sorry it was brief, but we didn't get a chance to hook up earlier. We had some technical difficulties. Always a pleasure, though, to have a chance to chat with you.
Great to hear your voice, Jeff.
Thank you. It is 7:38 this time out now. News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.